Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rhymes Over Baghdad. I'm Albie. This is the podcast for the 12th of September, 2021. Joining me today, we have Mary.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
I'm okay. I played some video games.
Okay. Good. A little bit. Good. We have Jake. How are you doing, sir?
That's me. Hello. I'm doing all right. It's been an eventful month. The last month was it was a month.
Yeah, you, man.
Holy cow. How are you doing?
How are you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good now.
That's good.
Sorry, I got distracted. My the topic bot is not working. So
the topic bot is dead.
Even though I but it will live again. That shit. Okay. So I was out for like 2 weeks with COVID. Uh-huh. That was fun.
Yeah, that's always fun getting out, I bet.
But
how do you feel now?
I feel fine now. I still, my sense of smell and taste is still like
halved.
But other than that, I feel fine.
Have you taken advantage by eating a lot of lemons right now?
No.
That's what I would do. Just shovel lemons. Whole lemons into my mouth nonstop. Or like hot sauce. Did you try anything like that? Like any kind of like when your sense of taste and smell were gone? Like any kind of like,
no.
I'm just going to dab hot sauce right down my gullet. Is that something I feel like?
I feel like the spice, like pain receptors would be different from actual taste. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably still feel hot. It's just not, you don't taste it. It would be a strange experience, but. So like, you had it for, did you get like, now you've had your vaccine, so I'm just curious, like, I don't know, like, what was the process? Like, did you go to a doctor or something like that?
Yeah, I just
probably
went to,
got tested, right?
You're muted.
Yeah, I just went to the, like, urgent care place here in town and got a test. It's like, I woke up and I knew something was up. I was like,
uh-oh.
It's like, I feel weird. It's like, I haven't gotten the, like, the actual flu in a long time. Like, a long time. Like, I can't even remember the last time I got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up and I was like, oh, this isn't good. This is bad. But it was more just like a really bad head cold that stuck around for way longer than I would have liked to. Most of the symptoms were gone in a couple days.
And then
I was just tired as fuck for like a week. I was just exhausted like every single day. It sucked.
Well, I'm glad
yeah, fun
better.
Times.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm glad that's done, hopefully. So.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, me too.
I know they're recommending my grandmother who had it go get a booster at some point, just because she had had it when she already had one shot of something. So you might have to go get a booster too. So
I was gonna get a booster anyway. So
yeah,
I had my third dose already and it sucked, but
yeah.
Glad I got it. It felt like I was in a car accident like the day after. Like, that's how sore I was. Like, that's the only time I've been that sore is when I was in a car accident earlier.
Did you go with Moderna, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I had nothing when I had Pfizer.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything on the first two shots either. So I guess I don't know. Maybe I needed
you
that.
Earned it.
Dose,
there you go. Built up. Now I'm worried. Now if I get that'd be interesting if it was like, well, if you didn't have any symptoms on the first two, the third will really get you.
But I also I got some PCR tests from the grocery store. They just have them like on a shelf and you can take them at home. So I bought a couple of those. $20 because I don't want to go out and I'm suspected.
Yeah, when we are in close contact with my grandma, we had to go get tested. That was the more stressful thing. Like, just like, oh God, we got to figure out how to do this and go to Rite Aid and then drive around and get the test stuff. Like, that is just such a pain.
No, yeah, like I saw on the Austin subreddit that they were available at HEB and they were only $20. So I was like, well, screw it, I'm getting some. Just in
mine
case.
Was $0.
That's good.
Really?
Very good.
Yeah. That's good. Sorry, I was frantically trying to get the topic bot working, but I don't know what's wrong with it. So I just wrote in the text file, topic machine broke.
That's better topic than machine. MLB the show 2021.
Yeah. MLB the show. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Some baseball.
Let's go. Baseball.
I don't give a shit about baseball. It's boring.
What a great episode.
I mean, like, DJ talking about the cards was interesting, but actual baseball, yeah. No.
Wow. Hey, I just went to a baseball game. That's where I got the suit.
I know. Hat. Yeah. I'd rather talk about the stupid minor league mascots.
Than yeah, minor league mascots. That's true.
It's fun.
That's true. But did you see, what's his name? And speaking of sports, did you see State Farm guy was in the...
I almost posted that tweet video.
I hate it. I love it. It's so good. It's so... there's our news. I don't think we're going to cover news today. Our news is, hey, the State Farm guy in a video game. That seems Jake like it's going to be real hard.
Yeah.
To translate to other audiences and other languages and territories. That seems interesting.
There was... When that ad campaign first came out, I was in the job market and I was interviewing. And how many fucking times I heard, "Oh, Jake from State Farm" in my interviews? I wanted to fucking murder that person.
I bet.
I wanted to go find whoever greenlit that ad campaign and put them in the ground in Minecraft.
I could see it. I could definitely see it. Yeah.
That oh would my god.
I was so over it. It was like the first one I heard. I was like, oh no.
That's like worse than grown adults saying dilly dilly or whatever. That's
terrible.
Wow.
I have a friend on Facebook, and that's all he would. That's, he would get every time he would talk about something was in the comments. Yeah, Jake from State Farm, what's up? It's like, oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. Terrible. Wow. It's like me with Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes, you know? You know? I'll be black.
Okay. All right. I see what you're getting at now.
Constantly.
Oh, I bet.
I was growing up.
Well, I have a nursery rhyme name, so there you go.
Okay. Nursery rhyme name. Good. Well, what else? Let's see. What else? What you guys been playing? What's you guys been doing?
Jake, I played.
What else you play?
I played a game called The Clutch of My Car Broke and cost me $2,000 to fix.
It's not good.
That
was fun.
That game sucks.
Doesn't sound like a fun game. Sounds like maybe they should do some marketing on that name. Maybe run it past somebody once.
It was a fairly catastrophic failure, too, apparently. Which was kind of funny in, like, an absurd way. Like, I just the absurdity of it, I had to kind of laugh. Because I was coming back from... It was, like, early August. First week of August, I think. Mm-hmm. I was coming back from... town up north. I was out at the unofficial shooting range, which is read a pit that's off of a highway that just has a bunch of berms and stuff. It's where the National Guard, local National Guard, like shoots guns and stuff, but it was like a Saturday, so there's nobody out there. Well, no National Guard at least. It's always sketchy going out there because it's just random ass people shooting guns. There's no range safety officers or anything, but that's beside the point. I was coming back. I made it into town. And all of a sudden, I couldn't shift.
Ooh.
Like, my clutch pedal just stuck to the floor, and I couldn't shift. And I had just pulled into town, so I was just starting to get to, like, buildings and, like, restaurants and businesses and stuff. So I was able to pull off into a parking lot, and then I had to get it towed.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I had to get it towed across town to my house, and then... I did some stuff. I did some work on it myself that was within my skill set that was like, okay, well, I can work my way from the pedal down to like where the whole mechanical line of operations goes into the clutch case. It's like, once it goes into there, I have to take it to a shop because I'm not equipped to drop the transmission out of my car and open the clutch case and get in there.
Right.
And of course, I took it to the local Subaru place, not the dealership. We have Subarus are so popular here that we have a third party mechanic that just works on Subarus.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's way cheaper than the dealership. But for a while there, during like the first part of the pandemic, they're like, hey, we'll work on other imports too. Like, they had a big sign. It's funny because the name is the Super Guru, which is kind of a dumb name, but they had to put this big thing on the front. It's like, we're working on other cars too. So they need money. And so I had to get it towed across town again from my house there. And shout out to Ben Towing and Recovery. They chopped $30 off the tow on the second one for being a repeat customer, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, that is nice.
I was like, it sucks, but it's kind of funny at the same time. They're like, how much did we charge you last time? I was like, oh, it was like $125. Like, we'll drop it down to $95 for you. I was like, that's thoughtful. It's like, I would rather it be $0, but
yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do? And then they called me the next day and they're like, yo, the clutch fork on your car is broken in half. Which is like, excuse me? So the clutch fork is the part that goes from the outside of the whole engine compartment, or like the clutch thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sticks outside, and that's what like all the hydraulic stuff from your pedal pushes against to make the clutch move in and out inside the clutch case. Now, that thing was completely fucking broken. I don't know how that's possible, but it was. And they had to take the transmission out to get to the clutch. So they could take the clutch out. They had to replace the pressure plate, and they had to replace a bunch of other shit. And they're like, we did a bunch of other inspection stuff. And they're like, your rear brakes are like almost done. And you need a new battery. I knew I needed a new battery. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, because they were kind of blown away. They're like, this is a 2010 and you have the OEM battery in it still, and it still works. I was like, wow. Yeah, still works. I was like, I don't drive it that often, so that's kind of why.
I wonder if there was just like a flaw in it and there was just like a stress fracture or something.
I don't know.
10 years of use. Or
unless you were rusted out or something like that.
Well,
sometimes the rust, you get something like that. But
my car, the previous owner, it's a 2010. And in 20, let's see, when did I buy it? 2014. So it was, apparently it was like in 2013, it just completely shit its insides out. Like the engine just completely destroyed itself. But the previous owner had the super baller warranty through Subaru, like the best one you can get, like the transferable one to whoever. And they replaced the entire engine for free. Like, I had the paperwork and everything. So the odometer right now says 100,000 miles on it, but the engine that's in there only has like 20K on it.
Oh, good.
Which is actually kind of nice. Yeah. So there's that at least. So they replaced the battery and they replaced my brakes and all that shit. And I was out of a car for like, it was like 3 weeks total.
Oh my God. That's a long time to not have a car.
Yeah. Thankfully my roommate was letting me use his, cause he, most of the time he carpools to work. So his car was here during the day. So I was able to use his car for some stuff. But then I had to get a lift. I had to call a lift to get to the mechanic. Because, of course, the day that they finished, my roommate was not here without it. He didn't have his car. Mm-hmm. Or he had his car not here. So I was like, well, shit. I had to spend $20 on a lift getting across town, but
good.
Yeah, getting back into my car, that was weird. It felt weird. I was like, I have been without a car for this long, and like getting back into it, I still had to like, I was like, this feels like I'm driving this for the first time. Like, I had to get used to it again, but everything works now. She just needs new tires and an oil change.
Mm-hmm. It's good
though. Some other shit. I took some time yesterday and I fixed some stuff on the inside that I've been putting off for a while.
Oh, that's good.
So, fixed the overhead lights and then mounted the control knob for my subwoofer somewhere so I don't have fucking wires everywhere. Just little things like that. I was bored. Yeah. I was like, I'm just gonna go fucking do this shit and fix it real quick.
Get it done, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do it now while the weather is not terrible. And yeah. Right.
Well, the thing is, I have a one car garage too. So
okay.
When the weather starts getting shitty, I can. There's really not a ton of stuff I have to move out of the way to get a car in there. It'll just take like a couple hours to just tidy it up enough to be able to pull a car in there if I need to work on something. So, but yeah, that was August.
Wow.
Car maintenance and COVID. Good times.
That's a rough month.
Yeah.
That's a rough year for a lot of folks. So,
Shout out to Modern Science for keeping me out of the hospital.
Yeah.
There you
go. That was nice.
Let's go. Big applause. Modern Science.
Modern medicine. Whatever.
I like it. It's good.
Well, we're certainly really happy you're okay. You know?
Yeah, me too. I wasn't worried at all. I was just like, oh, this kind of sucks. I was like, yeah. I'm vaccinated already, so I know it's not going to be a big deal. Like even when they called me with the result, like the doctor was super nonchalant about it. He's like, it's going to feel like a head cold. Just take a bunch of DayQuil and sleep a lot, and then you have like two week quarantine. It's like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, get your groceries delivered or whatever.
Yeah, we had my roommate put a pickup order in. I don't remember where. It's like Safeway or something. And then it was like, the next pickup is tomorrow at 10 a.m. I was like, fuck. And then they didn't have half the shit we put on the list. So
yeah, no. Substitutions. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I keep hearing from people is who do that kind of grocery shop ordering stuff. Is it's like, yeah, it works sometimes, but a lot of times you just end up with like half your order. Like, we don't have this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay.
But my quarantine period was up like 2 days ago, so I'm going grocery shopping this afternoon.
That's good.
There you go.
Going to Winco, gonna just make it rain and be like, I need so many groceries.
And now you won't be like freaked out about getting COVID when you go to the grocery store.
That new variant is just gonna be like, hey, the what's
boo
up?
Variant, yeah.
The boo variant, yes, great. The moo, and the boo.
Because the Moderna vaccine was like, yo, Delta, just chill for a second. And Delta wasn't having it. Delta was like, nah, fuck you.
Man.
That's okay.
Well, certainly glad you're okay. Seems like that Delta variant's getting a lot of folks, though. We certainly.
And shout out to my employer for having emergency COVID PTO hours instead of me burning all of my accrued PTO. Thank goodness. That was nice.
Understanding employers are the best, I tell you, especially for some of that stuff. My goodness. Oh, cool.
All right. Project Zomboid. Let's talk about video games.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about video games.
Project Zomboid is a hard game. And it is unforgiving. Because, okay, so Project Zomboid is like a isometric. It's like a zombie survival game.
It's very isometric.
Yeah.
When I saw you streaming it, the first game that came to mind was Furcadia for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of like sprite based a little bit. Like the player character is in 3D and like vehicles are in 3D, but it still kind of has like an old.
The art style makes it look a little game. Like 2D ish. Yeah. But that game has been in development in different stages since like 2011. In the original, like the tactical alpha in 2011, it was all sprite based.
Okay, that totally makes sense.
Yeah. And so, but the big thing about it is there's no end game. It's just the concept is you're trying to survive for as long as possible. It's like you're going to die. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
So there is the systems in that game are just crazy deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like it.
I'm trying to think of a good example.
I thought Dwarf Fortress.
There's like farming and stuff in there.
Yeah, there's farming. Just, like
the variety of damage like your player character can get is very specific and it affects very specific things.
Like you got to think about what you're wearing, and
yes,
right.
Everything is very specific.
Yeah, like right now, my character has some like heavy denim jeans, some military boots, one of which is completely fucked up and offers no bite or scratch protection on my feet or on my right foot at all, because I've just been stomping zombies with the right foot. the combat meta you back up and you just shove them, and you just keep backing up, you just keep shoving them until they fall over. And if there's two of them, if you're standing on top of one that's on it, it's like falling over on its back, it can't stand back up. So then you just stand on it and you push the other one over and you smack him in the head, or you stomp on him so you don't affect your weapon durability. Mm-hmm. But then there's in like your vitals menu, it's just like a thing outline of all the zones where you can get attacked or you can get bit or scratched or whatever. And it's like my right foot is completely red. There's no protection on that at all because that boot is just completely blown out. Or it's like, hey, why is like my right shoulder less protected? And it's like you go in, you look at your jacket you're wearing. It says right shoulder. It's got a big ass hole in it. And if you have tailoring skills and a leather patch and some twine or some thread and stuff, you can patch it. I just recently found a map of the area that I'm in, which is awesome. Before that, I was cheating and I was using an online map. But from once I found that, it was just like, okay, cool, we're going to use this. And if you want to draw anything on the map, you need to go find a pen. Like, you have to have a pen in your inventory to draw anything.
Huh.
So you want to write something in red? You better have a red pen.
Wow.
So I have
it does seem a lot like Dwarf Fortress to me, like very specific stuff that like interacts together.
It's like that in State of Decay put together, except you're only managing like you as a survivor.
Yeah. There is multiplayer, but not in the most current build.
Yeah, if you're on the beta, you can't do multiplayer at all.
And yeah, there's split screen co-op. So there's like people on the internet like, here's how to get multiplayer in the latest beta or the latest beta. It's like, no, it's not. Shut up. You're just using remote play. This is not what people think of.
It's not online multiplayer.
Yeah. Because I can just go spin up a dedicated server on one of my machines in my house once they add multiplayer to the newest one. Because Build 41, which is the latest one, it's like a massive overhaul of all the animations and a bunch of the systems and controls and shit. So
it's like, so that's why I've been seeing it a lot more. I feel like it re-entered
that YouTube update,
algorithm or something.
That update came out like this time last year.
Huh. Okay.
So I don't know, because the YouTube algorithm, that's where I found it, basically. It's just going through YouTube and it's like, hey, here's a game. And I was like, okay, I'll watch this. And I was like, wow, this is actually kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played
after watching you play it.
My first run, I died in like 5 minutes because I'd watched a couple of hours of other people play it. So I kind of knew like how the UI worked and things to look for and shit. But it's like, walked outside, got attacked by one zombie and didn't have any bandages or anything. And I died.
How long ago did this game come out in early access? I feel like
a long time ago.
Yeah, I feel like it was around Minecraft when Minecraft was first coming out too, and
it was in development back then. Like the initial technical alpha was from 2010 or 2011.
Wow!
Because I seem to remember a Minecraft person playing it at some point, going like, "This is really cool," and now it's like it's still getting up. That's so cool. I just find that such an interesting thing that just has been slowly worked on. Like No Man's Sky put out that big update this week or whatever. And just some of these games just keep going. They just keep getting updated. It's cool.
My current run, the water just got turned off in all the buildings.
Uh-oh.
So that's a new concern.
Not that good.
What the nice thing is though, like all of the buildings and stuff will still have a bit of a reserve of water in them. But it won't replenish now.
So, gotta pay that water bill.
Yeah, is there a way that you could fix that if you went to like the water pump area?
So
like
I don't think so.
Just like an event.
Yeah, it's like at some point in time, it's like after like the first week or so.
Okay.
First 2 weeks or something like that, all of a sudden hey, when I right click on this toilet, no water options come up. Like, oh, great. Shit.
But so you can't really retake an area, can you? Like, build walls and like...
Oh, I'm... Kinda- I... So...
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, because I'm like thinking like, well, if you could retake like a water position, like you can rebuild a town and like take it to that like next level of like, we're building a whole civilization here kind of thing.
State of That's Decay kind of, is kind of like that.
It's like State of Decay, like you're building a base and you got people and they're, I don't know how far you could go with it. What the upper, you know, like, could you like, and that'd be cool too if you could change characters stuff in the base to a certain extent. Like,
just play State of Decay, Albie.
Like State of Decay, and you know, like, you know,
it's a different game.
It's a different game. Yes, I know, but I'm just curious what the end game is like. What the late game, I guess, is the
yeah.
Late
game. I wonder, like, the person that has survived the most. Like, does it just get boring at some point?
Yeah, it's either it's either you die or you just get bored and start a new save, basically. All right. Because there's a whole stat system for your characters and stuff, and it's like, hey, what kind of background do you want to start with? And my current one is a security guard. Like, hey, they don't need a whole lot of sleep. They're already pretty fit, and they're already fairly strong, so you can sprint around without getting tired. But yeah, you start in, like, depending, you pick which city you start in, because it's all supposed to be, like, one big, like, area, like a county. And so you pick a city, and you'll spawn, like a set of one of, like, five or six spots in the map. And then it's up to you to, like, so you spawn in, it's like, the first thing you do is you loot the house that you start in.
Yeah.
It's like, try to find whatever you, like, whatever the fuck you can find. Hopefully you find some bandages and a weapon. And then you just start slowly just going and looting all the houses around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, and you've got enough gear, like a decent amount of gear, whatever, and then you try to go find a better place. And you hope you... whatever place you find is probably going to be rendered invalid by what is called the helicopter event that happens within the first week. Which is where a helicopter shows up. You don't see it. It's just you can hear it flying above you, and it just pulls all the zombies in, like, the city, start coming toward the helicopter.
Lord.
Yeah. So the strat is basically, hey, either find a radio that has the emergency broadcast frequency on it, because at the top of every hour it gives you current temperatures, like weather stuff like that, and like, hey, what's the weather gonna be like tomorrow? But it'll also tell you the day before the helicopter shows up, or it'll tell you when it's showing up, which happened in my case, because I was like, oh sweet, I found a radio with the thing on it, and then I picked it up and I listened to it, and it's like air activity detected, which means, hey, the helicopter's here now. It's like, oh fuck. Yeah. So it was just like, rummage through all my cabinets and shit, get a whole bunch of food, medication, weapons, better shit. Because it's like, hey, you're going to go run into the forest and you're going to be there for a couple days. And have fun not coming back to your base, because it's going to be completely swarmed.
Oh, shit.
So I was running, yeah, basically rendered my first real base that I found kind of useless. I had to leave a bunch of ammo and guns and stuff in there.
Is there pretty much no way you could defend a base? Like, are you pretty much screwed? You have to
Go to the forest? If I had, like, double metal reinforced, like, walls and doors and stuff, probably. But it'd be a matter of just getting out of there after that, because there's so many goddamn zombies around you at that point.
Yeah, that makes sense. You just have to go somewhere new altogether.
Yeah, so at that point, I kind of ran around in the forest, and like, I knew there was a farm, like, sort of north.
Right.
But like, the best strategy is to just go run into the forest, because you break line of sight with zombies and it's a lot easier to get away from them. and just have them like de-aggro. I eventually went and I found a bar that I tried to hole up in, but it was all the windows and shit were busted out, and I didn't have anything to barricade them or cover them or anything. Then I found a big ass warehouse, and there was only like two or three zombies in there. So I went in there, and there's a bunch of welding gear and like metal sheets and stuff. So I just went and I just barricaded all the windows and doors and shit, except for like one door. And that's where I've been hanging out, because there's just tons of crates and boxes that are just full of shit, which is like, hey, here's some decent weapons. Here's welding gear. Because if you want to say put a metal barricade on a window, you need a propane torch. You need a welding mask. You need I think you need welding sticks, like metal. And then all of that is all built on top of the skill system, which
RPG.
There's a whole bunch of different skills you can level up just by passively doing stuff that's related to it. When the power is still on in the early game, there's a channel on the televisions called Life and Living, and at certain times of the day, it shows TV shows about like learning how to do stuff. If you just sit there in front of the TV, you get points for whatever the show is about.
So it's just The Sims at that point.
Yeah. But then you can also stack on top of that if you find books for those skills. Because each skill will have a book. It's like Carpentry for Beginners, which will give you an XP boost for the first two levels. And it's like Carpentry for Intermediates. And it'll give you an XP boost depending on how much you read the book for the like third to fourth level. So it's like if you sit there and you read like the Carpentry for Beginners or whatever, and you sit down and you watch the Carpentry show after that, it's like you'll have level 2 carpentry basically at the end of like two shows without even having to build anything.
I mean, if you watch YouTube videos enough, I guess you could get to
that's
that
how
point.
It works. Yeah.
Sort of.
I mean, really.
Like, I found a mechanic shop, and they had all of the books for mechanics. It was Mechanic for Beginners, Intermediates, Advanced, Expert.
Now you're going to have to build a cool whip, as the kids say.
I found a car that is in decent condition. I found some gas. I had to siphon some gas out of the car that I really wanted, but I couldn't find the keys for, and I can't hotwire because my skill in electronics is not high enough.
Build yourself a Mad Max car. And then get someone to like be a guitarist and ride on top of the roof. That's what you gotta do.
I think it's kind of neat that the game makes sense in that way. Like, you go into a mechanic shop, they have mechanics books. Yeah. Like, it's not just RNG bullshit. Like, I searched a drawer and here's like some. I'm sure that happens sometimes too, but that's cool.
Yeah, you'll get a random spawn of a good item in a house or something that's super useful. Mm-hmm. Like, the map that I got, I pulled off of some zombie. When I pulled it out, when I like looked at the map, it had a mark. It had a house highlighted on it, just like in pen. Which means if I go to that house, there is a cache underneath the floorboards in the house somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A literal treasure map. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that game seems to have a lot of neat stuff to it. Like, because it's probably been in development that long.
Yeah, like systems on systems. Mm-hmm. Just they're so cool that way. They can just build on each other.
Basically, like once you learn how the whole UI works, UI is not.
Yep.
UI is okay. So there's some stuff that it could improve on, but everything after that kind of makes sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything just kind of starts making sense. Like all the systems, you don't really need to learn a ton of the systems. It's more of just like, hey, what do I need to do to level up foraging? It's like there's a couple of very, very basic foraging things you can do at level 0 of foraging. Or you can go fishing and you can live off of fish. And then once you get carpentry, you can Fortnite it up and you can build buildings and shit.
Go Fortnite.
But when you get attacked or you get hurt, it'll show on your vitals thing. It'll say like, hey, right arm is, you got scratched and you're bleeding. So you need to apply a bandage to it and it'll stop the bleeding. And then you need to eventually replace that bandage or else it'll get infected. if it was a bad scratch. But if you get a deep wound, then you have to go, you have to have a suture kit and you have to have thread to do that. And yeah, it's fucking nuts. But if you get attacked by a zombie and it says bitten, just quit. Just start a new game. You're done. There's no cure. There's no cure in the game for it.
Okay.
Getting scratched by a zombie has a 7% chance of zombie infection. I actually gave up on a run because I got hurt and it said infected and I thought that was zombie infected. No, that was just like regular ouch. I got infected.
Bacterial.
Yeah. So I had a pretty fucking good loadout too on that one. I didn't figure that out until afterwards. I was like, oh shit. But then the next guy that I rolled, I got cocky in a fight and I got bit and I just hit escape, went back to the main menu, just rolled a new character. It's like, don't even care. It's like, just. That's Project Zomboid. That game's fun. Cool.
You've been streaming it too.
So yeah. Off and on.
People want to see it.
I'll probably do some more of that tonight once I get back from Winco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winco.
And let's see, last night I picked up a copy of The Unfinished Swan.
Oh.
Because it was one of those games that came out for PS3, I think.
I think so, game? Yeah.
I think it was a PS3 sure. game. And I saw some videos of like the very early game. I was like, that looks cool. And I never played it because I never owned a PS3. And I saw that there was an Annapurna collection sale on Steam right now. I was like, hey, this game's $7. I was like, here's $7.
That's cool.
So there's way more to that game than I thought there was going to be. I thought it was going to be like 2 or 3 hours, whatever, you're done. Like, that's the 2 hour point.
With like the black and white mechanic or whatever, right? Like the
only for like the first like hour. Which I was kind of not a fan of. I thought that was
the whole game. Yeah.
I was a fan of that, but then you're like, the story is like you're following some fictional king that made a world that was just white, and then the people who live there got mad because they're tripping over shit and stuff like that. So we added shadows to stuff. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's kind of lame. I was like, I liked this. I liked just throwing black paint around and discovering things that are in the room with me. It's like, I thought that was kind of cool, but now it's like, now I'm just sort of figuring out puzzles and now I can like see structures and stuff. And we'll see where that game ends up going.
Is it like first person?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay.
Makes sense. It's definitely some art house bullshit.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's cool. I've been
That's Annapurna though.
It's Annapurna. Who also publishes Due Process, and they never fucking say anything about that game. Like, it's not even in the collection on Steam.
Oh, wow.
That's a shame.
Because it's not the same as like any of the other games. So I don't know what kind of publishing deal Giant Enemy Crab cut with Annapurna, but it's not a good one. Because they don't fucking promote that game ever. Like, if I told you a 5v5 tactical shooter was published by Annapurna, you would be like, you're lying.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I'm like, maybe no, it is.
Said that. Yeah, they just don't bother including it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which sucks, because Due Process is fucking sweet. And nobody plays it. Which is why I don't play it, because it's all the same people playing it, and they're all really good.
Yeah, that's
the I just problem, go in and get my ass kicked. People have been playing that shit since like the closed beta or closed alpha, like 3 years ago, something like that at this point.
Speaking of that sale, Gorgogo. Oh, Gorgoa? It's like $5.
I think that's how it's pronounced. Oh, and I bought a copy of Flower too, which I haven't played yet. It was like $1.50. Like that. So I was like, sweet, more art house bullshit games where I'm just bored. Cool. Looking for something else.
Like the launch of the PS3.
Yeah, that was like shit. I don't know. Didn't that launch with the Sixth Sense controller? The motion controls.
Six axis.
That's right. Right.
That's a very relaxing. You'll like that. you know, play like you've been playing Rocket League. Get like super hyped up on Rocket League.
I have not been playing Rocket League as of late. I have taken an extended break from Rocket League.
Hiatus.
Because it got to the point where even though I was just playing like casual stuff and I was playing ranked every now and then, I was trying to force myself to play more ranked because I wanted some of the ranked rewards before the season was over. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I was just like, I was booting the game up and I was thinking maybe it'll be fun this time. And once I caught myself doing that, I was like, nah, we're done. We're just going to take a break. We'll come back to it. We know Rocket League's fun, but we're just taking it too seriously and not enjoying it. So we'll come back to it later.
Yep. League of Legends, that's.
Because the wise man once said, if it's not fun, why bother?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're not enjoying it, stop. Just stop.
So every time I played that, I was always just like, when I finished playing, I just wasn't happy. I was like, that wasn't fun. That was a complete waste of time. I could have been doing something else.
Well, let me tell you about another complete waste of time.
Okay.
Pokemon Unite. No.
Wow. Hey, Blastoise is killer right now. You have been playing it.
I cleared out my battle pass. I'm taking
Mary it. Got tired of stomping 6-year-olds.
Stomping noobs. Yeah. Yeah, like really got tired of it.
Did they nerf Gengar yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that video of Critical just ridiculous. Fucking just destroying people after he spent like $250 on the game or something like that.
Just smoking.
Oh my God.
Folks.
Like, what the?
Just to prove a point, he was just like, I'm going to buy everything I can just to show like how fucking broken this shit is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you spend $260 on a game, yeah,
it wasn't $200. It was like $150 or something like that.
Like a lot of money. On that. Yeah,
considerable amount of money.
Ridiculous. Yeah, of course you would.
I spent
win.
Like six.
Yeah, there you go.
And I got. Well,
you had to get
Hip Hop
Pikachu,
so it's worth it. And the Hip Hop Pikachu.
Hip Hop Pikachu was.
You just reminded me that I did buy the battle or the Rocket Pass for this new season of Rocket League, and I haven't played it yet.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But what game were you going to say? You weren't going to say Pokemon Unite.
I was going to say Fortnite, the MLK Fortnite thing.
I forgot about that,
wow.
Dude. Fuck.
I played that on stream one day because everyone wanted to see what that was about. And that's bad. That's like insulting in a way. That's like goober crazy. It's like, well, these kids don't want to listen to MLK or learn anything. We're going to make them play Gravity Ball next, and it'll have just to have the speech in the background at the same time. That's what the kids love. It's like, oh, no, that's not good at all. And they didn't put a lot of effort in either. Like,
isn't it just like a big wall that
screen
has...
Screen with just...
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Big screen. A big square. And there's like a little museum in the middle.
I want to know how this came about.
I don't.
Like, who approached Epic? Did like MLK's estate? Like,
no, it's gotta be Time Magazine did it.
Epic must have gone to MLK's estate. They were like, we need to do something that shows like we're educational and good for kids. So later on, when they come after us for kids, like, taking their parents' credit card, they're like, no, look, we taught them about MLK Jr., so it's okay. Now pay $20 for this banana skin or whatever.
This skin of a character that's in a tech demo for a completely unrelated game.
Yeah, they also did that. But it's the Unreal Engine, so they're owned by the same people. Synergy.
Whatever. If it means they can keep giving me free games on Epic, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Shut like, up, man. There's killer games, too, that are just been great.
I looked at my Twitch launcher the other day. I have over 250 games on there that I did not pay for.
Yeah, you do. Let's go. There's some good stuff in there. I got to play Batman on that. They gave you a Batman Telltale on that for free. A whole thing. It's nuts.
I was looking through there, though, and I saw a couple games that I recently bought on Steam that I did not know I had on the Twitch launcher. But they were like cheap, like $5 games. The $5 art house indie bullshit.
There you go.
So yeah, you weren't impressed with the MLK Fortnite
As
thing?
As a historian, very, very, very unhappy very unhappy.
Well, that's your own fault.
I did get to see Superman hanging out with Martin Luther King in a memorial. I mean, that was great. I mean, who didn't want to see that? Who didn't want to see Rick from Rick and Morty just jumping around?
I saw screenshots.
Fucking
oh, just
wild.
Like fucking Rick from so Rick and Morty weird. And like some other just pop culture characters in Fortnite just standing in front of it. Looking all somber. I'm like, God damn it. I hate the internet.
And they
I
add like a
internet.
Kneeling emote.
This sucks.
It's terrible.
It's like
so
a DeviantArt September 11th remembrance.
Like blingy. Do you see? Yeah. I posted on Twitter. It was a blingy. It was a bling, like from like probably like 2002 animated GIF from blingy. And it's like the towers and there's like sparkles and shit all over it. Like, this is so crass.
It's so bad. Well, anyway, speaking of something not really that bad, Mary, let's talk about World Flipper. Let's talk about something that's not.
Good.
What is World Flipper?
Pretty good. It's a mobile game.
Yeah.
All right, you lost
Psy
me.
Games originally. I talked about playing the Japanese version on here a while ago, and I was like, well, I played it. It's pretty neat, but I need the English version to understand like team compositions and skills and all that stuff. So I was like, it's probably going to come out in English, so I'll just wait for that. I think I talked about like, hey, it got announced for English also too on the podcast before. But yeah, it is a gacha game made by Psy Games, who did like Dragalia Lost with Nintendo. And that's the game that I would most compare it to, like structure-wise, it's the most similar to. It's a gacha game where you build color element teams of dudes and their skills link up together. The stages are element-based, so you got to have a team of every color, and that's where the gacha comes in. But instead of like RPG action battling mechanics, you are playing a simple pinball game.
Like, yeah.
One-handed pinball. You can tell it's obvious they wanted like people on the train being able to hold their phone, just go like this on it. So it's not super complicated, but there are some skills involved. The play field, like there will be mana, which you need to level up skills.
Watch skills and stuff like that. Yeah.
On there. Also, like, power-ups for, like, skill potions, so you can have your skills ready to go faster. Enemies will have weak points that you need to hit specifically.
They'll be charging an attack or something like that. Yeah. Hit this spot on this big boss, and you can stop them from launching their big attack or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And you need to, like, break their defenses down to actually damage them a whole lot, so you save your skills for that phase, blah, blah, blah. It's very similar to Dragalia Lost raid bosses that way. But yeah,
it's... You swipe
fun.
For skills, right?
Yeah, you swipe to activate the skills. So it is very one-handed. But I'm enjoying it. I don't know.
It's simple, but fun in a way. It's like, you know... It's not super complicated. The only problem I've had is like load times, especially on day one, were really, really bad.
Bad. Yeah. Every time it has to hit up a server, you have to wait. Also, they don't like really explain a lot of UI stuff.
Right.
Like when you're playing a stage, it'll basically always be searching for people's multiplayer stages, and you need to do like multiplayer stuff to clear your daily missions. You get a crazy drops from the multiplayer thing. And like, yeah, this blue bell will randomly appear where you would normally like pause the game, and you need to hit that to actually participate in co-op. And a lot of people don't even know that because it doesn't make a point. Like, there's a lot of stuff just in this game that has a poor translation in general, like a lot of skills. Any skill that involves healing, they never actually translated the word healing in it whatsoever. So there's just like an empty space. It's like skill 3% up, and you're like 3% up of what? And yeah, there's random bits of Korean and Japanese everywhere sprinkled in menus. So it definitely needs like more work. But it's fun. I don't foresee spending any money on this game. Like it's a side game. but it's a side
a decent pinball game kind of thing.
Yeah, it's fun. You know? Like it has such a cute style too. Like it uses a lot of retro, like JRPG style graphics with detailed animation. It's cute. I'll keep playing it for now, but yeah, it's not like, oh my god, this is a game I will play for 7 years, like Idolmaster or whatever.
I feel like there's not a lot of games on mobile right now that are like good. So having something that's just like, oh yeah, it's like a pinball game,
and it's like pinball and anime, so of course I like it.
There you go.
I need recommendations for mobile games. That aren't like gotcha kind of shit or anything that relies on timers.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night is available on mobile and it's like $2 or something. But I guess if you have emulators, you don't really need to buy it. But
see, I was thinking more like here's an example. If they made an Animal Crossing game for phones. Like it's just like a it's basically just Animal Crossing, not none of this fucking camp bullshit, whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
I would play the shit out of that. But like mobile gaming is in a weird place.
Yeah, I think the only place you might actually get that is through like the Apple subscription games, because those are games that are built without like any idea or any like monetize. Yeah, but the only thing is that they're subscription games, and that kind of sucks.
And I don't have an Apple phone, so.
So there you go. Yeah, maybe eventually they'll get put in other places.
Because like the only game I have on my phone is True Skate, and that's just like a toy, basically.
All right.
It's fun, but I mean, it's not a game. It technically, yes, it's a game.
Right.
It is a game, obviously, but there's no. There's very little progression. It's more just like, hey, I'm going to do some dumb-looking tricks on some stuff while I'm on the toilet.
Yeah, those real games don't earn any money on mobile, like the purchase it once, unless it's like a port of something, and then they have other revenue streams elsewhere. But yeah, like the subscription stuff is the only... I should sign back up for that now that I have an iPad. I bet there's a lot of... They've put out a lot of new games, too. I just need to try that again. Now that I don't have time to play real games now, either.
They go.
So, but yeah, World Flipper is fun.
I don't know. World Flipper is fun.
So how many 5 stars do you have? One. I have 6. Like, I don't
know. It's disgusting.
That's another thing that's kind of bad with this global version. The Japanese version had a super simple reroll where you just, like, you would log into a guest account, you would download the initial download, which is like 3 gigs, and go through the tutorial, do your 10 roll, and if you don't like what you got, there was like a menu option right there that's like, you want to delete your account? Okay, just start up a new one, and you didn't have to download anything over again. Like, they let you skip the tutorial. Like, it was super fast. They took that out of the global version. Like, you have to delete the game, re-download 3 gigs every time, just because I guess they think if they make it easy to re-roll, like, people won't spend money. Like, if you already have a good starting team, you won't bother spending to get anything better.
Just fucking love capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this...
slowly ruining all of the things that I love.
It was, like, published over here by, like, Kakao Games. They're a Korean game publisher. They published Bang Dream over here.
Yeah, there you go.
And the Bang Dream... like localization is way better than this, so I don't know. Uh-oh, I heard a baby scream. That's great.
I thought it was
great,
a cat.
Cool. No, it's a baby. She's upset.
Oh no. Oh no. Sorry. I can wrap up a couple things. Do you want to go, Mary? Would you want to?
I'll just go through my list real fast.
Yeah, go through your list in case you want.
She actually was sick. She had a fever the other day.
Oh, I'm
hoping she doesn't have the Rona. Playing a lot of Risk of Rain too. lately with Gary because it's fun. Cool. In the end, that's it's fun. A fun game. It's very good.
I need to get back to Risk of Rain 2. I really enjoy what I played of it. I just kind of fell off of it.
It's a lot of fun. It's great. Idolmaster Cinderella Girls, the anniversary just happened. They gave out a free costume. The costume looks like it's from Phantasy Star Online, so that's kind of cool. It's all space-themed. They put out a PC version that I had to go through a lot of hoops to play. It's brought out by DMM, who Pop said the last time he played a DMM game, it was the PC version of Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, like Paradise. Yeah, they brought out a PC version. Yes.
All right, brother. Let's go. All right.
But yeah, I was like, oh, cool. PC version. Like, this is going to look so much nicer than on my phone.
No.
No. Yeah, no. You have to do, a bunch of weird workaround shit. Like, somebody was able to get it to enable anti-aliasing in 4K, but they didn't tell anybody else how they did it. They want to keep it a secret so they can make fancy YouTube videos. but yeah, like, the PC version.
I fucking
also,
love capitalism.
Yeah.
Go.
When they announced the PC version, they're like, also, when this PC version comes out, we're going to allow you to automatically play through the songs, which the other Idolmaster phone game I have lets you do that. It's good for, event grinding, where you have to play a song over and over again, and, you just don't want to bother. The only thing is, with this PC version, that's the only way you can do any songs on the computer. You have 5 free automatic tickets a day. You can pay in-game money, that you earn. It's not like you pay. You can buy 5 more, so a total for 10 a day. But there's no way to actually play, any of the songs in the PC version. You can watch music videos of, your characters. You can manage your characters. But there's no way to actually play the actual game. You can do stuff around the edges, but the actual rhythm game is not
there. The actual game. The game is not there.
No, yeah. The actual part where you play the game.
What's the point?
I don't know.
Who spent dev time on this?
I don't know. I signed up for the PC version and I put my account information in there because they were giving away 1,000 free currency. So I was like, okay, I guess I got that.
Blowing my fucking mind right now. It's like, hey, we ported this game to PC, but you can't, the game's not there. Everything except the actual game, all the menus and stuff, that's all there. It's like the game.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
No, we're not adding it. No, we're not adding it. Yes, we're charging money for this.
Isn't it more work not to? Wouldn't you have to, pull out the game part of it in a way?
Well, it's a touchscreen rhythm game, so I could see how, they're do we just control it with the mouse? I can see how they could be kind of confused on what to do, but people have,
thumbsticks on a controller.
Yeah, there's things you can do. They just didn't bother trying to do anything. They're just no. If you're going to play the PC version, you get these automatic lives, and, I guess if you're, a Japanese office worker, you can use your computer to, check on stuff. There are daily work session thingies that you can do that take, 5 hours, so you can, clear those out and start another session going, but that's basically just all.
And I bet the UI is not even better or faster to use because it's being ported why not just use it on an iPad or something, because the UI will be way better to navigate with a touchscreen.
Yeah, no, it's kind of pointless. I don't know why they bother.
It's like this is a money laundering scheme. This is a front company.
It was really
It's all
weird.
Madness.
So I was like, okay, that's cool that they added the automatic thing, but if that's the only thing you can do on this version, that's not any good. Okay, and the last thing I've been playing is Psychonauts 2 through Game Pass.
Please.
Why aren't you playing Psychonauts yet, Albie?
Dude, I'm so scared. It's not going to be good.
Just play it.
Really
apparently
good.
It's really good.
Yes,
I don't really have much interest in it. I kind of fell off the first game about halfway through. Uh-huh. It's cool, and I can see why people like it, but I'm not going to play the sequel.
I'm pretty sure
I built it up too much.
I'm
now
glad
I'm just, panicked.
Double Fine bought, or Microsoft bought Double Fine, because you can tell, like, that let them have what they needed to do. Like, the extra time, the extra money. Like, it is way more polished than it deserves to be. Like, that's the main thing I would say, is, like, you expect it to be a total, like, B game, like, D tier, like, not a big deal. Like, Xbox Live Arcade or something. No, it's a full game. It is nice. I haven't had any, like, bad quality of life stuff. The voice acting's good. Like, all of it.
How's the frame rate and the frame timing at high refresh rates?
It seems fine so far to me. Yeah, I haven't.
Butter.
I haven't noticed
anything. No 60 cap?
I need to take a look at the options, but I'm pretty sure it's running at the same, like, frame rate as my monitor.
Yeah, if you're running a high refresh rate, you would notice.
Yeah.
It's at 60.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It seems fine, yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, it's way nicer than I thought it would be. And I don't think I really played the first game, but I almost want to go back to it.
Is it game of the year?
I don't know. I haven't finished it. I'm stuck on a boss that is really annoying, and that kind of is taking it down for me.
Okay.
Because I only get a chance to play it, like, late at night when the baby's asleep, right, and I'm already kind of tired, and maybe I had a beer, so I'm playing kind of like shit anyway. Mm-hmm. And I need to just do it. I need to beat this boss during her first nap of the day when I'm all hopped up on coffee instead. But there you go. Haven't had it. That's Risk of Rain time with Gary. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I want to play it some more. And I guess I better go because she's being
fussy.
Yeah, I think Gary went into another room with her because she's been so upset. So.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. Albie, just go fast through these shitty games.
Okay.
They're all shitty.
12 minutes.
I mean, if you need to bail, you know, Albie and I can just keep going.
We can wrap it up.
Talk about whatever.
If you needed to go. I'll be quick as possible.
I don't hear screaming right now, so obviously it's fine.
12 minutes. 12 minutes is that
Gary
game.
Can deal with it.
I think it's from Annapurna.
Can I tell you a spoiler about 12 minutes, or are you going to actually try and
finish it? I already beat this game. This game's
I'm
done.
I'm considering playing it.
Go ahead.
Please no spoilerino.
No spoiler.
Okay.
You can send me a DM. I'll say
about the spoiler, like the interpretation of what's going on with the spoilers and everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, there. Is it gross? Uh-huh. Like, is that for real?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, this makes me not want to play it. Never mind. I'm just going to uninstall it.
You shouldn't. Okay. You know, I would say that. I want him to play
it. It's fine. You can put it back on.
Yeah, so 12 minutes. It's interesting enough game. It's good for... You had written here in our Google Doc, you wanted recommendations for Extra Life. 12 minutes is a short game that you can get entirely through an Extra Life.
All right.
You definitely play it for Extra
Life. All right. That's a good idea. Good, yeah, I actually liked last year. That was kind of an idea I had last year. Was like, hey, I have some of these games that are probably, I can probably knock them out in six to 8 hours. Like Superliminal was one of those. Played that start to finish one sitting. It was awesome.
Yeah, there
you go. So that's a good idea. I should keep some of those games in mind.
You might be turned off of video games for a while, though, after you beat it. Like, you might not
want
to play video games for 24 hours. I don't know.
It's one of those that kind of makes you question what you're doing, like video games.
Yeah, that's what it seems here. Like. Yes, yes.
Sometimes I need that, though. So
There's definitely a time of the... There's a point in the stream you'll know when you come to where 12 minutes... That's when you're ready. It's all right, let's do this. And then you'll have a good time. Also, just like, look, if you get stuck, just look up the... It's not...
I heard some of the puzzles, like, don't make any sense. Like, the solutions don't make sense.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
This game, I would say it seems like a failed experiment in, like, narratively and mechanics and just, I don't know. Like,
that's one thing I hate about some puzzle games. Is, like, if I spend, like, an hour sitting there going, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? Okay, fine. I'm going to go look this up. And I go look it up, and the solution does not make any fucking sense. Like, there's no way that I would ever... Like, put those two together? No. The Fall Part 2, I'm looking right at you, motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go.
Ruin that fucking game for me.
It's like those old adventure games where you gotta like grab a frog, open the frog's mouth, and there's a key inside, and that's the only way to open a door or something like that. You know, that's kind of 12 minutes. So you'll reach a point where you're stuck, and I just say, just it took me like longer than it needed to trying to figure out the answer.
Story
to
pretty good though. So just how's the story? Story's not good either. Maybe I won't play this game.
No.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, but it has an A-tier voice acting cast.
That's true.
So, you know, you
well, if I can get it for like $5, maybe I'll play it.
It's on Game Pass.
Oh, it's on Game Pass. Pass also. There we go.
Yeah. Do that.
Let's just sign up for a month or something.
No, I've got. I have a Game Pass. You just have it
going. Okay.
Like I said, there was one point. It was like a year ago, 2 years ago, something like that. They're like, "Hey, if you sign up now for $5, it'll be $5 a month forever for this tier."
Right.
I was like, "Fuck it, fine, man. That's one. That's one $60 game a year."
Yep.
As long as I play one $60 like AAA game on there a year, pfft, laughing.
Absolutely worth it.
Okay, what do you have to say about Skyrim? Because this baby's
Skyrim.
Angry.
I'm playing a little Skyrim. The baby's angry. I'm just playing Skyrim. I wanted to beat the game. I've never beaten Skyrim or any Elder Scrolls game, so I was like,
"Oh wow,
I gotta actually beat the game."
Are you playing it in VR? Or
I have tested. Yeah, I did play it in VR for a little.
Go get the Higgs mod.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. I heard about there's a mod for Skyrim VR that makes it a real VR game.
Okay.
Like it gives you hands that have collision with shit. And
I'll check that out.
Yeah. I saw a video on it. I was like, I might go buy a copy of Skyrim VR now because this mod looks fucking awesome.
Cool.
And it also it's a combo thing. It's like it's got all that, but then it's also got like a gravity gloves kind of mechanic that you could turn off if you don't want it. But think Alex. If you haven't played Alex yet, go play Alex too. I know you have a fucking
I should also
dude.
Play Alex.
Yes. It's the best VR game I've ever played.
Okay. And then a final thing to mention, since I'll wrap it up quick. I went to Drag Race with my father yesterday.
Oh, a real one, okay.
That's why, yeah, that was louder than you could ever imagine
it being. It's fucking loud, dude. Yeah.
Oh my god.
How
I could hear it from miles away. Yeah. I wore ear protectors
good
on
man.
Yeah, like
good.
Earplugs.
Good man.
Still,
a lot of people don't do that first time they go to a motor event, like really loud ass cars.
The next day, period.
Yeah. Got a wonderful autograph from Billy Torrance, one of the drivers. The cool thing, you could just walk into the pit area, like you're just there with them. It's like he's right there.
Wow.
Like Brittany Force and stuff. It was cool. They were all like just wandering around. There was no barriers in a way that's like really cool for an auto event. Like. I know Pocono, they don't let you go up to many people like that.
Or
like
interact really with Pocono's
a, Pocono's a big time thing though, right?
Yeah, Pocono's NASCAR.
Big, yeah.
Big.
Tricky yeah, like triangle. Nowadays you would think they would not,
they would not
be the public at all.
Yep. But it was cool. And then it was like, I was so impressed by the amount of, there's like a good, almost like half the drivers it seemed like were female, and then like it was actually like a pretty diverse event. There were a lot of people there.
What was the mask
going to
ratio? I'm sorry. What was the mask ratio of like people wearing masks?
Oh, zero. Oh,
mask
almost
ratio.
Zero. Yeah.
I thought you said masquerade show, and I was like, what?
No.
The masquerade.
I was confused for a second.
That's a different drag
I was looking
race.
At the list. Like, is that a game? Was he?
It's RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's RuPaul. yeah, it was neat. It was really cool. Yeah, I kind of thought going, like, I'm not a big gearhead kind of guy, but like, I thought, like, going, like, oh man, I'm going to be around all these, like, real, I don't want to say Trump, but like, very,
well, yeah,
you know,
you're
going
to need
particular
tests soon, probably.
but it was
good
actually,
luck.
You know, like, there was no masks,
yeah,
or very
yeah.
few masks.
You know,
well, I hope you don't get sick.
From experience, you honestly don't need a test. You'll know if you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, if you haven't gotten sick in a really long time, you'll know.
Yeah. It was like cool though that it was like, hey, there's a lot of people here you wouldn't expect to be here.
Oh, yeah,
it seemed very
neat.
Welcoming in a way that was not what I expected.
Well, cool.
I had a lot of fun. It was very, very cool. Check it out if you could ever go to a drag race near you. It's a nice time.
Plus those cars are fucking insane.
All over.
If you want to see some mechanical marvels, it's like go to a drag race show or a drag race. It's fucking crazy.
Watch one of the dragsters like blow fuel out the side of it all over the track.
Oh, wild.
They are rockets. They are rockets right on wheels, essentially.
It's wild.
It's nuts.
Fire everywhere. It's insanity. And the nitro freaking motorcycles, like 300 and something miles an hour, just guy like holding on for dear life. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was so cool.
Well, they're not parachutes, but it's a chute that comes out the back to slow the car down because the brake technology is not there yet.
Yeah.
The one guy's parachute did not go off, and his wheels were hot, red hot. You could see him like trying to pull it.
There's a video on Donut Media, that the channel that I was actually going to suggest to you. You said you're not big into cars, and I wasn't super big into cars.
I'm not a
big. I watch a lot of Donut Media stuff, and I know a lot more about cars now. But there's a video that they made called "Why Can Drag Race Engines Only Last for 4 Seconds?" or something like that. 4 or 5 seconds. Crazy.
Crazy. Just nuts. It's so cool. Yeah, I liked it a lot. That's all I'll say. We'll let Mary get out of here.
I'll try and be second thoughts too by next time too. Uh-huh.
We can let Mary go, and then you and I can brainstorm stuff for extra life.
Sure.
Some extra life. Okay.
I just need some more ideas. Mary. I got some stuff on my whiteboard here, but I don't know.
I want to hear that later.
Well, speaking of games you should play, sir, we'll let Mary go. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mary.
Thank you for hanging out.
Bye.
Thank you for hearing out. The games we should play. We should play Phantasmophobia, my friend. That's one of the games we should play. You own Phantasmophobia. I think you bought it.
I do, yes.
You planned to play it last year. That's one of the games we should play. Phantasmophobia. Oh, I'm just going to add it right here. Besides for that, game-wise. What else would you like to play? What do you want to play?
It's not as much game ideas as like other stuff, like around the production and like other things. Every year I try to one up myself a little bit, you know? So like what do I have on here? Oh, right. I need to clean up the code for the overlay that I made. Cause I was not happy with any of the available solutions for stream overlays.
Yeah.
So I flexed my programming skills a little bit and I used their API to make some cool looking shit. That's what I used last year. Was my totally custom made thing. I was pretty proud of that. The code's fucking garbage. But I need to just clean it up a little bit and I'll post it on GitHub or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Spotify integration. That's like 5 minutes.
Right. Spotify. Oh, that's a good one. I gotta do that too. I'd like to put. Okay.
I was gonna have like a wide shot of like the whole room, but that would like require me to clean the rest of this room that you can't see over here. And I kind of still want to use the green screen next year or this year because I liked how that worked out last year.
Sure.
Looked pro as fuck, by the way.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Man. What else we got here? Yeah, multiple camera angles. Donation incentives need to come back. So,
yeah,
I need to think of some stuff. I don't have any like merch to give away this time.
I know.
Like that was 2018. I think it was 2018 when I gave away the poster, the Giant Bomb poster. Uh-huh. It's like that's like the only thing I had. That was like I know people are they're like sought after.
Right,
and I already had one, so it was like, but
the big thing for me this year, I really want to play something with Souls. Man, we never got together. We're like a big group. We should do one game where we all play together or something like that, or maybe a board game or something like that too. We could do or like some D&D or something.
I'm gonna get something. More VR this year. I didn't play a whole lot of VR games last year.
That's something I want to do too, is play some VR. That'd be cool. I would like to see you. Did you do any like workshop stuff last year?
No, I haven't done a workshop stream in like years. I still have most of my stuff set up for it though.
That'd be cool for you to do something like that.
Just like
some project, little something little, you know,
video game related. I was thinking about setting a scene up in OBS that had all of my printer cameras, but that would require me to be printing stuff for that whole time, and like having to go down and like, oh hey, this print fucked up. I need to stop what I'm doing now and go fix it. Like, it's a little too, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I would print that's not like gun stuff right now. So right. I don't know if people would want to look and see, hey, here's a Glock frame that's printing.
For the kids.
For the kids. I'm going to throw that Extra Life logo on the side of one. No, I'm not. I'm not actually. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm not actually going to do that.
I don't know. You could try. I wonder if Drew could make you a keyboard thing, and you could try to make a keyboard. 3D print the pieces for a keyboard, like, entirely. And
I already have a 3D printed keyboard. It's my garage PC's keyboard. There you
go. I think you could do it a video game related controller, but that's really hard.
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be something that kind of like uses a bunch of the different stuff that I know how to do. Like, hey, I 3D printed these parts, and then we're gonna put this Raspberry Pi in here, and we're gonna solder some other shit together. And then we're going to be like, hey, it works, or it doesn't work. And then we're going back to playing games or something. I don't know.
Right.
But then, like, I don't know how I would, like, how the technological aspect of that stream would work. Because I wouldn't want to bring the stream down to have to go downstairs and start the stream back up. I want everything to be consistent. So I would probably
maybe do, like, a game reveal or something like that. Like, oh, we're going to be playing this game, and I 3D print, like, have it like at the same time, like picture in picture of like, hey, here's like this little figure, some 3D printing of this game we're gonna play when this gets done, or do something like that. You could all, like, just not even picture in picture, but just put a video and just have the video playing in the thing of, hey, we're like a time lapse of we're 3D printing this little thing.
The printer cameras would just be one scene, and I was probably just going to cut like a vertical slice out of each one of them and just put them three on like a 16:9.
Right, right.
And then probably just put that as like throw a black and white filter on it and put it as like a wait screen. Right. Just like, hey, be right back. Here's my donate URL.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
I played with that idea for a little while, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, I have OBS scenes and stuff set up for it, but I think I was having some other issues with the camera, what it was. I think it was because it was running, it was the Raspberry Pi that the camera's hooked up to is running on, it was on like 2.4 gigahertz, and now it's on a wired connection. So, yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, I guess there are like game suggestions I probably need to at this point. It's getting pretty close. Like, it's like 2 months away.
What time, what day is that? What's the...
I don't know when the official day is, but it's... Uh-huh. It's usually the second week of November, the second weekend of November. Yeah. And I usually do mine a week afterwards.
Second week in November. Okay. Well, I'll keep it in mind. If anyone has suggestions out there, viewers, send us an email. rumsbag@gmail.com is the email address. Rumsbag@gmail.com is our website. You can find that information there too. We'll wrap up here.
Let's do it.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jake, for hanging out. Thank you, Mary, who's no longer here. Thank you for hanging out. Have a good week, everybody. This has been an episode. I don't know what it is. I forgot. I've lost
track of the number. This has been Roms Over Baghdad for September 12th, 2021.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go.
We'll see you later. Adios. Have a good week, everybody. Enjoy.
Take it easy.
Let's go, birds.
Let's go. Sure.
Birds. Yeah, there you go. Let's go, Eagles.